This is episode number 2358 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey.
Hey.
John Van Camp, what time is it? It's time for the Who Cares News.
It is.
Where has this been for the last week in my life?
You've been on a sabbatical.
Well, it's here now.
All right.
And in a point of do care news, you know, we were talking about Damar Hamlin. And same prayers, thoughts, good thoughts go out to Jeremy Renner.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So at some point, if you are a Hollywood dad of a young daughter between 18 and 25,
what's it gonna
you're
do with
likely to have to deal with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, okay. I see her again. Oh, my God. Oh, who is it now?
There's things that are kind of a certainty in Hollywood. Nick Cannon's going to have more kids.
Yeah.
You know, he had his dozen.
Yep, yep.
And Leonardo DiCaprio
gonna
loves him young.
More women under 25.
Lorenzo Lamas says his 23-year-old daughter, Victoria, is smitten with Leo.
Ooh.
After they were spotted out together at a West Hollywood outing on December 20th.
Wow.
2022.
Okay. That was so last year.
Yeah,
okay.
Smitten, but they're not dating. She's fond of him, obviously.
She's fond of him. Well, you know, who isn't?
But they're not dating, Lorenzo says, and she does not want that out there because that would be really bad.
Well, it sounds like it would be embarrassing because it doesn't sound like that he reciprocated, right?
See, yeah, if he was on to her or into her.
Oh, yeah, we'd know about it.
Yeah, then I don't think she'd be saying, like, whatever.
Yeah, no.
A source told Page Six that the pair were seated, not next to each other.
Oh, okay.
At a big group dinner, and that they were also joined by a number of other people in the car during their outing.
Oh, see, so, but this is how these things start.
Yeah.
This is how they all get started. We see somebody, you know, holding hands or having dinner with somebody in a New York restaurant, in the back of the restaurant, with a hat on, Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. And we just take for granted that they're, like, you know, doing the thing. Doing the nasty.
Well, in this case, it's like, there's Leonardo DiCaprio in a group. Wait, who's the youngest woman?
Who's the youngest woman at the table?
That's our target.
Hey, how long have you and Leo been dating? You just hear the guys from TMZ following them out to the car and going like, hey, Victoria, over here.
And they get into a car with another with a group.
Yeah, well.
But yet, the youngest one is still there.
I wonder who picked up the tab. That's what I want. Is it Leo? Yeah. Does he tip well? These are the questions that come to my mind.
You got to wonder.
I am wondering. It's like,
I mean, Leo,
you know,
he's supposedly a nice guy, but does
table?
He tip well?
I
if
know,
he doesn't, then he's a schmutz.
He's a schmutz.
Yep.
Schmutz. Is that a new word?
If you don't tip well, you're a schmutz.
The difference between a putz and a schmuck is a schmutz.
Putz.
Schmutz. Schmutz.
Schmutz.
We're writing that down.
Whatever.
You're a schmutz.
Oh, gosh, I would hate to be Kim Kardashian's personal assistant.
Oh, really? Why?
Kim has a color-coordinated dress code for her employees.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's because they might end up on camera on accident. And they've got to be, you know, it's all about the show.
Well, she did try to clarify. She tried to clarify.
Oh, did she? Okay.
I have uniforms.
Oh, uniforms?
It's not like, hey, this is like your uniform.
No.
It's just like color palettes.
Color palettes. Oh, okay.
Yes. Color palettes.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
That's all. And you got your people surrounding you.
It's
right?
All actually in her employee handbook.
She has an employee handbook.
Well, if you have employees, you should have an employee handbook.
That's true. You know, and I guess
and
she's...
And the dress code section must be just incredible.
Oh, it must be. You know, you've got... You know, topics like nails and nail polishes and jewelry and open or closed-toed shoes. I mean, I'm sure. And how high your heels can be.
Probably.
And that's just the guys. How about... I'm kidding.
As for why Kim opts for a color-coordinated approach at work, you know, she says it all comes down to having a peaceful space.
Oh, you know what? I get that now. If everybody around me was color-coordinated, I I think I'd have a peaceful
when I walk
space.
In and I just see a calm, peaceful workspace.
Calm.
Living space.
Oh, my
house is so zen.
So zen.
I asked how everyone felt about it, and everyone actually said, that would make our life so easy.
What makes your life easy? Having to color coordinate with everybody else.
You know what makes your life easy? Not telling your boss, Kim Kardashian. Nah, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's probably
I'd rather
true.
Wear what I choose to wear.
Yeah, you probably don't want to say that.
Yeah, therefore, but see, then you wouldn't have to work for Kim Kardashian, and it'd be a much more peaceful, calm existence for you.
I will say this, though. I would probably enjoy working for Kim Kardashian.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of
I
her...
like that glam life thing. I dig TV. I mean, that's my
you,
background.
See, you could know? Do it, but there is a... every once in a while, one of her personal assistants would pop up and say, you know what? She doesn't give us lunch breaks. She expects 24-hour service, 365 days a year.
Have they done that? I thought they came out years ago about that over the whole show, not necessarily her. Maybe they did. I don't remember. We've been doing this way too long.
Well, Kim, she recently appeared on the Angie Martinez podcast where she candidly talked about the workplace et al.
Et al.
And her zen.
Her zen. Which she now
zen.
Has. She has some zen.
Because I have no yay.
Because she has.
I must keep zen.
Yeah, but she's got to keep up with all of yay's crap. That's the way that works.
Well, she did do an interview about co-parenting with Kanye.
Yeah.
That it's hard.
Well, yeah, you think.
She actually broke down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she cried.
Yeah.
Well, I would want to co-parent with Kanye.
With our apologies to Angie Martinez, whoever she is, and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.